everyone. Welcome back to Dumb and Dumber.
I'm Athena and I'm dumb.
And I'm Jordan and I'm dumber.
Look, guys, and Jordan's back.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys?
It's been a while.
It has been quite. It's been a whole 9 weeks period.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, when Trisha was on, Trisha was your guest host. I don't know if you knew that.
Mm-hmm, I knew that. I listened to the
Alpha Male one.
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did. Me and my dad listened to it in the car.
Oh my God.
On the way. We were driving somewhere. I don't remember where. And my dad was like, do you want to see your replacement? And I was like, sure. And so we listened to the Alpha Male podcast.
I think it was really cringy, I'll be honest.
It was a little cringe, but like not, I mean, it was fun.
Okay.
It was good.
That's good.
I liked it.
But we have a fun update. We are using this like brand new like
bougie
podcast
station. Like, We got the laugh tracks. They're not working right now. I wish we had done like, because we have like laugh tracks, crickets, like bleeping out noises. It's beautiful. And we have these bougie mics right in front of our faces.
No, yeah. We used to sit in a closet with one mic, with one pair of headphones.
For real. We'd always fight over who got the headphones because like it sounds fun. Like,
yeah. Now we both have the headphones and now so we both beautiful. Have the mics. We had like the cool like
it DJ makes me station. Wanna, it makes me want to make this podcast better. Like, it's just stupid right now. I mean, I'm not going to.
I think that's kind of the point though.
Yeah, it is. But
maybe we'll start cranking out some higher quality stuff.
Maybe. We'll see.
I feel like we're on like I'm being interviewed as a celebrity.
I know. I do kind of feel it. Or I feel like
I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm on, what is it called? Like the Disney radio that they like, all like Demi Lovato used to go on. And then they would like show the clips on like TV.
I totally know what you're talking about.
And they're like, yeah, Heart Attack is coming out soon. It's really cool. I recorded it.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with me right now, you know, new music or whatever.
We should do an episode where we just pretend to be celebrities in different scenarios.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I think it's funny. You know, sure. Do you know Emily Uribe on like TikTok? She does that.
Oh, maybe.
And that's all she does.
Oh, is she the one that pretends she's on a talk show?
Yeah. She does all of it.
I love her.
I love her too. We should do that. That'd okay. Be or like, we do one of those. She also does like award show like reactions and like.
I know exactly who you're talking about. She's hilarious. And she always talks about like her co-stars and
yeah, like oh, like the movie was so fun to film.
Yeah.
Like, me and my co-stars, we just had
such a good time. Okay.
Okay.
Let's get to the point.
This is gonna just be a little update about our lives, I guess.
I think it should just be a welcome back because you guys haven't heard from me in a while and I'll explain why. But yeah, I just want to catch up, you know. So I'll start. I was in like a mental institution. I don't call it a mental hospital because it wasn't inpatient. Like, because I went from 9 to 3 every day and then I got to go home and like do my thing or whatever. But yeah, I was there.
How was the experience? Like rate it from 1 to 10.
It was like a 9.
Really?
I mean, it was really good.
Okay.
Like, at first I didn't like it because I had to do like an evaluation to like see how I'm doing. And it was so scary when I went in and I didn't like it and I didn't like the people. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Cause like, I'm the one who like me and my parents, you know, like I went voluntarily. And so, but then I just decided I was going to do it. And then I really loved it because first of all, really helpful. Mm-hmm. Like, I would totally recommend it. It's called Changes. It's Carrollton Spring Changes, which is the location I went to. But I would recommend it. It's basically, like, you just have therapy, and you have school hours, and you have, like, skill workshops. And it's really nice, and I really liked it. And you make so many friends. I made so many friends, like, in my group, because I had, like, a group of, like, 10 people.
Yeah.
And it was, like, group therapy, which was weird. Group therapy is weird, because people are talking about, like, their daddy issues and stuff, and it's so silly. And, like, people have gone through some traumatic stuff. And so it was very interesting to hear about all of that. But, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It made me sad to leave, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I got so close to like my therapist, you know.
Is it like the same therapist that you had? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have like one room basically that we stay in and one therapist, and we just like stay with the same 10 people for like the entire day, which is really nice because you get so close to them.
And you kind of have like a community.
Exactly. And it's beautiful. And you're not supposed to like get their socials or anything. Like you're not supposed to like talk to each other outside of the program. But obviously everyone does. Mm-hmm. Like I have most of my friends' socials and we still talk. I'm actually going to the Phoebe Bridgers concert with someone I met in therapy. So yeah, mm-hmm. that's silly and fun. So yeah, that's why I was out, you know, getting some help.
I'm glad you got help that you needed. And yeah. I'm glad that you had like a good experience with
Same. Because I know like mental hospitals in this country are not good because, you know, a lot of them are like federally funded. Mm-hmm. And this is like a private like organization, I'm pretty sure, like a nonprofit, I think. Mm-hmm. And so it was so much better. Like,
that's good.
And there was a lot of like rules and stuff. Like you had to be walked to the bathroom. And, like, you couldn't bring in, like, a lot of things. Like, you couldn't have, like, aluminum cans or anything. And so, like, there was, like, a lot of, like, strict things. But it, like, everyone was super caring, which is not the case in inpatient a lot of the time. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend it to people.
That's good. Yeah, like, I had one of my friends recently also went during, I think, like, during, like, winter break from, like, November to, like, January-ish, I think. And, like, he had, like, a terrible experience.
Really? At Changes?
Not at Changes.
Oh.
Just, like,
I see.
Like, a terrible experience.
I know multiple people who went to inpatient, and they hate it. Like, it was... And a lot of the people that were there, they went to inpatient first, and then they, like, went to outpatient afterwards. And they talked about how terrible it was. And, like, that is something that is dumb. The like the mental health care situation in the country.
No, I feel like outpatient seems like because I feel like inpatient it's just like you also feel kind of secluded from everyone at the same time.
You do.
So
yeah,
like I feel like
that would be so because you can't have your phone.
You can't talk to your friends.
You can't talk to your friends. You have maybe some visiting hours, but like you can visit like three people. Yeah, you know.
And it's like, do I really want to see my parents every
night? No. Yeah. Yeah. That. I'm so glad that I didn't get to a point where, like, I needed to do that because, like, this was more, like, the kind of thing where, like, I could feel myself going down that path, and so I tried to, like, stop things before they got, like, dire.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is good, and, yeah, it was a good experience, though. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mental health has been struggling lately, but it's fine.
Do you want to talk about it?
Probably not on the podcast.
All right. Yeah, no, it's really, I understand though. And I'm here for any of you guys if you need to talk as well.
Me too.
Because I'm there with you, you know, we're going through the trenches together. It's real tough. It's real tough.
It's high school.
It is high school and it sucks. And being a teenager sucks.
Especially right now.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be like, oh, sympathize like for Gen Z. But
sympathize for Gen Z though. Hello. Yeah. I mean, maybe not because at least we're not living through like the Great Depression.
That is true. Like the Dust Bowl.
Or like we should not laugh at the Dust Bowl.
But I'm not laughing at the Dust Bowl, but like I don't know. At least we're not like little Victorian children that like sick super easily.
Yeah.
And just like we probably wouldn't be alive.
Like
at
has
this point.
No medicine.
Yeah.
For real. They would like literally put us in jail like 100 years ago for having mental issues. They'd be like, okay, you're a criminal, you know.
Yeah. But like what if everyone was just like that? So it was like
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, most people are mentally ill.
But
these
I feel
days.
Like only you would be able to survive in the like Victorian era. I would
you
not.
You think I would?
Well, yeah, because you're
white. Yeah. Truth.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like I personally have like the personal skills to like succeed in the 1700s. And
Jordan,
I was like, what?
I think you have like the perfect immune system.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't think so, man.
I don't think China was doing really good at that time. I'm actually not
Probably
quite sure.
Not.
Don't really remember my Chinese history there, but
that's okay.
Trying to think what else to talk about.
What about you?
Update me.
How have you been doing?
I've been like really stressed. I think like for the first half, I was just prepping a lot for SAT, which is lovely, super fun.
I was not here to take the SAT in school.
So when are you going to take it?
I'm just going to take it over the summer, probably.
Okay,
or like
that's a good
the
idea.
Next time that, like, I'll probably take it in like May.
Okay,
because
no,
I have not
idea.
Been studying for it.
There's one in April as well, but I feel like that's kind of soon.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm taking the ACT in April.
Okay.
But honestly, I'm not going to study all that much because, you know, priorities.
Exactly. I think, so I was studying a lot for that, and then I took it twice, just, like, back to back. I took it, like, once during school and then, like, the one right after, which was, like, 10 days later.
Sure.
So my mental health is depending on, like, 10 days when I get my results for both of them back.
Oh, that's pretty soon. I thought it took longer.
Yeah, it takes, like, 2 to 3 weeks, but, like, coincidentally, because the school one takes longer than, like, the one that you just go to.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, like, one's coming up, like, the day before the other. So it's, like, back to back. So if I get bad scores on both of them, you will not hear from me.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing that I have been working on is self-care.
That's good.
And well,
hopefully.
It is, yeah, it's like, that's actually been the most helpful thing in this whole process is, like, basing my worth on, like, the way I see myself. Because, like, I think that I was basing a lot of things in, like, the way others saw me and, like, my relationship to others, I guess.
Yeah.
And so what has been helpful is starting to, like, just care about myself. And I know that sounds kind of weird. And obviously I care about other people. No, but, yeah, like,
but, like, prioritize you need to yourself. Be
first.
Yeah.
Not your school, not your grades, not your friends, not your partner, not your family. You need to be first. And if that means just existing how you are and not doing anything for, like, a day, then that's what it means. And, like, I've been coloring in a coloring book.
I saw you coloring.
And it makes me so happy. And that's it's the good. Most soothing thing in the world. And yeah, like, that is just what I try to do, or at least, like, and try to do things nice for yourself. Like, what I would recommend for you is take yourself on a date. Like,
yeah,
this Saturday.
I'm just broke.
I know, but you don't have to do anything expensive. You can go to a park and read, or you can get, like, a cheap coffee.
Jordan's forgetting that I can't drive.
Oh my god, you can't. Well, have your mom drop you off somewhere. But you should do something for yourself.
Yeah, I think I should. I've been just, but, like, I don't know. It's just been a lot, but it's also, like, whenever I take a break, I'm like,
I know. I
should, like, but, like, I've also just been, like, not doing anything for, like, the past 5 days.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Prioritizing, like, myself. Sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah.
For real, though. I also got a cat, just letting everyone know.
I saw, it was so cute. I wanted, what's her name? What's
his
name?
His name is Saturn. And he's a sweetie. Because his eyes look like Saturn. And he's, like, yellowy, like, smoky eyes. And they're kind of green, but, like, you know, they look like Saturn. And he is the sweetest little baby boy ever, even though he's a menace.
No, he's so cute. I saw him on your story, and I was like, oh, my God.
He is really cute, but he is, like, fully a kitten. Like, zoomies, like, crawling on me. Like, he ripped up my toilet paper the other day.
Oh, no.
Like, he is a bit of a menace, but he also is so sweet, so it's worth it.
Seems worth it.
Yeah, it was my discharge present. Like, when I discharged from, I know. Oh, trust me, I know. Everyone says it. But when I discharged from the hospital, my parents got me a cat.
No, I think that's the best present.
For real. I was like, I want a septum piercing or a cat. And they were like, cat. And I was like, really? You would rather give me a cat than let me get my nose pierced?
Yeah.
Funny.
Would you get it, like, inwards or outwards?
What?
Like, your septum. Like, would you want, like, a...
Like, a... full hoop?
Yeah.
Or, like, the one that's open?
The one that, yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't know. I think I would get both so that I could change the jewelry out.
Okay.
But I think I would get an open one first, and then I might switch to a closed one.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Jordan draws on her hand really often, so I was going to ask you if those were tattoos, because for a sec
I wish they were tattoos.
I was like, those would look really nice.
I know. I was going to say, this is, like, the kind of tattoos that, like, you guys obviously can't see them, but they're, like, little patchwork tattoos.
Yeah, I think they look really good.
And they're so cute.
It's like, did Jordan get tattoos? I just didn't notice.
I wish I got tattoos.
No, like, because the moon one looks, like, really perfect.
I know. I was going to say, I want this tattoo, like, angel numbers inside the moon.
No, it looks really good.
I would totally get that. Maybe I will get that, because I think what's really cool, this is so off topic, but I think it's really cool when you hand draw something and then you get it tattooed on your body.
Yeah, I'm just not very good at drawing, so I probably won't go that route.
Yeah, but you can do something easy. You can even do, like, a smiley face.
That is true. I just think that's kind of lame.
It is.
Like, I have some ideas. I was telling my mom what I wanted to get tattooed, like, as my first tattoo, and my mom's like, you want to get a tattoo? I'm like, you literally...
What do you want your first tattoo to be?
So there's this movie that I really like from when I was little. I loved it from when I was little. It's like My Neighbor Totoro. It's like by Studio Ghibli.
You've watched it, right? Of course.
I want to get the little, like, dust sprites.
Oh, I love the dust sprites.
And have them, like, holding stars.
I love the dust sprites. They are so sweet. Are they the same dust sprites in Spirited Away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
That's what I thought.
But I'm not quite sure where I want it.
I don't know.
Because that's kind of like a weird thing. I don't really know where to put it.
I think you could just eat, like, get it on your arm, like going up your arm or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want that many. I just like want like one or two.
Yeah.
Maybe three, but I don't think I can take the pain, I'll be honest.
Oh, they're
completely black. Like, I don't
think
really scary.
That is true. But I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah. I don't
Allie
know.
Got a tattoo.
That is true.
She didn't say it was
that. I want to get the Spirited Away dragon. That's really
beautiful.
Cool. But at the same time, I don't want people to interpret it as like, I got a dragon tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, that's my issue.
It is a little cringe.
Yeah, but it's like, it's Spirited Away.
Spirited Away, I know. Yeah, you get something else, but. Yeah, tattoos. Love them. I'm going to get so many.
I really want to get a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, same.
I think they're just cool.
I know. I love it. And people always say you're going to regret it, but I don't think I ever will. Even if I get stupid tattoos. Like,
I don't know. It's just like the memory of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the sentiment.
Yeah. And like my thing is I want to get matching tattoos with a lot of people. Because even if...
I don't think I would get matching tattoos.
Really?
That's my thing.
I'm going to get matching tattoos with my sister, definitely.
Okay, like, with your sibling, mm-hmm. That makes sense. I don't have siblings. That just needs to be practiced, yeah. So...
But, I don't know. I think I would get one with friends, even if, like, we're not friends anymore. Like, they still impacted me and, like, impacted my body, too, you know? And I think that's cute.
I feel like that makes sense, but I feel like, for me, I just, like, wouldn't be able to think that way. I just, like, always just be like, oh, my God, this thing is on me.
I see. Yeah, I don't know. I think if I get enough of them like that, then it'll become, like, a little, like, walking bag of memories.
Yeah.
You know?
But, like, if it ends on bad terms, then that's, like, awful.
Yeah, that is a little awkward.
No, but, yeah. I'm trying to think. What else is there to talk about?
Not much.
Oh, I do have a fun thing to bring up. Okay. Today, everyone decided to prank me. They told me...
To wear white.
They were like, we're all gonna wear all white next class. And I was like, okay. And like several people also reminded me because I told them I was gonna forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I show up to class today. Mm-hmm. They're wearing all black. Mm-hmm. All of them are wearing all black.
They told me to and I forgot to. They were like, we're gonna trick Athena. Like, you need to wear black and not white. And I was like, okay. And then I forgot.
I'm going to say this on the podcast. I might regret saying it on the podcast. What? But I was telling Trisha this. This is, like, the worst day to do it. Like, I was having such a bad day. And I was like, are you kidding me?
I apologize. I wasn't a part of it, though.
No, it's okay. I don't blame you. I don't blame any of them either. Like, it's funny. I have to say, it is really funny.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, like, not great timing. You
sure.
Know? Like... And I recognize it's really funny. I'm going to laugh about it.
It is silly.
In like a day or two.
Uh-huh.
But right now, to me, it's not funny.
All right.
You know what I mean?
You'll get there.
Yeah, I'll get there. And I know it's funny. It's just.
I see.
Yeah. And today I like really didn't want to wear this. And I was like, you're going to get mad at me if I don't.
Dang.
Yeah. So.
All right.
They're not going to listen to this either.
No, they won't. But they don't care.
I don't.
Okay, well,
but yeah,
it was nice talking to you guys and talking to you, Athena.
Yeah, you too, Jordan. This is actually really fun.
I know.
I miss this.
I do too, and I'm glad to be back, and I love this setup.
No, yeah, it's so nice. I feel really fancy.
Yeah, it makes me want to, like, put in work into thinking of ideas.
No, yeah, we should just brainstorm a whole bunch.
Okay.
And any of our listeners, let us know if you want anything cool. Like,
yeah, oh my goodness.
Like, DM the Insta, like, our Wingspan.
The Wingspan Instagram.
Or you can DM us personally if you want.
Yeah, totally. I don't know who listens to this, but please give us ideas. We will talk about anything that our fans want. Just kidding. We have no fans. That's okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
We love you guys. Bye.
Thank you.